Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
This psalm also assures us that God can handle in His will and in His own time frame the thing which seemed like told disasters to us. I don't know about you, but there are times in our life that I feel like everything is chaotic and completely out of control. But God says, don't worry, because even though it appeared to be a difficulty for you, I'm preparing you for strengthening for someone else. My brothers and sisters, it commands believers, that's you and I, to be still and know that I am God. And it also reminds us also, it reminds us to surrender control and trust to His ultimate sovereignty. Yes. God is in control. Yes, He is. It doesn't matter what we go through in life. It doesn't matter our trials and our tribulation. Yes. It doesn't matter our sickness nor our sin. Yes. God has already worked it out. Mm. Yes, He has. From the best of us to the worst of us, God has already helped us and worked it out for our thank you for our good. And we're striving to be more like Him, because the way we are, we're more like each other. And God ain't never told you to be like your brother. He told you to love your brother. But we are to be like Him. We are to emulate our Maker, our Creator. How do we emulate Him? By love. And what I have learned, one of the most difficult things in the world is that word called love, because the world is full of something completely different from what God made it to be. My brothers and sisters, today, as we look around us, the world seemed to be in a state of chaos. And that word chaos means disorder. It means confusion. And it means disarray. You don't have to do anything to turn on the TV set. You can see it. And I began thinking of how the world needs help. And what is my responsibility and my accountability to make a difference in the world? How can I change the lives of people? And I discovered by giving them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts, even me. Sometimes the truth hurts, because sometimes we don't want to hear the truth, but God is our help. God is our help. My brothers and sisters, God is working things out. For there is now so much going on. It appeared today that how wrong has become right, and right has become wrong. I'm sharing with Sister Mathis either today or the other day. I said, you know, it's different, because the Bible says in the last days, our children will be weaker, but they will be wiser. Our grandson can talk about the astronauts and all of those planets and the stars. And I'm like, where'd you get that from? Because they are weaker, but they are wiser. This little thing here, tell your kids to put it up, go to the dinner table, and bless the food. Because they sure don't know how to do it now. And guess what? We are responsible for that, because they grab their plate and off to their room or off to their... You get my point. It is our responsibility, because God helped us through poverty, through our trials and our tribulation, back when we didn't have a thing. And now our children got more than enough, and they can't even say, thank you, Lord. Preacher said yesterday, they don't know any of the songs that we used to sing. They don't know about what we came through. Why? Because we've lost something somewhere. And the Lord is asking us, return unto me, and I will return unto you. Let me get a little scripture base behind that. I'm reminding 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. He said, if my, which are called by my name, shall and pray and seek my face, and then will they hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. When we go back to scripture, God comes back to us. He's never left it because he is omnipresent. God is everywhere all the time. You can't escape him no matter what we're doing in life, no matter what we're saying. God is listening to the conversation we have, and he's seeing everything that we do. So I can't get out of any stuff from him. And the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, is a witness for me or against me, because the Holy Spirit is our helper. He's trying to help us from being judged. He's trying to clean up stuff in us that God will not allow to enter into his kingdom. And whatever in is us, God says, I've got to get it out of you if it does not look like me. Did I not say we all predestined to look like him? I can't get to heaven with a bad attitude. I can't get to heaven with messing my life. I can't get to heaven doing the things that I used to do. I can only get there by accepting the Lord and my Savior, repenting of my sin. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just and cleanseth from all unrighteousness. And I began to understand that this is the help that the world needs. Is there anybody in here this morning that needs help? The Lord desire for you to know that he is our help. If we look at that first two verses in Psalm 46, it says that the Lord is our refuge and our strength. So the Lord is. God is. What is God? He is the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. God is a supreme being. Let me get parenthetically with you. You cannot put enough adjectives at the end of who he is, because God is bigger than that, greater than that, powerful than that, sovereign than that. God is everything for you and I. And everything that he made was for you and I. My brothers and sisters, God is a mighty God. When I think about that, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. So when I think about God is, I think about how great is our God. When I think about God is, God woke us up this morning. God is our resources. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to him. And God is our resources. The water when we are thirsty. Our food when we are hungry. Our shelter in a time of storm. God is all that we need to survive. God is our way. He's a way maker. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God is a shelter in a time of storm. God is going before me in battle. God is a doctor in a sick room, a lawyer in a courtroom. God is all that we need in life. God is. And can I tell you something else? We can't live without him. I hope that's not my phone. God is all that we need. If you look at the first two verses in Psalm 46, the psalmist said, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Historically, we are told, as a terrifying crisis approached Jerusalem, the psalmist led God's people to lean fully on the Lord. How many times are we leaning on the Lord? How many times have God said, trust me. Depend upon me. Are we depending upon that credit card that get us in more trouble than we expect? Hear this. I'm going to give you some prophetic words. Get ready for something great that's about to happen. Prepare yourself for war in a time of peace. Make sure you have enough resources to endure what will come to pass. God says, I am your resources. But you got to be on his side to receive the resources, because God knows who's him and he knows who's not. He knows the sheep from the goat. He knows those believers and who are not. And God is trying to save us all. And I never understood that. The same God that loves me is the same God that loves those who don't love us. He loves us all, and God ain't trying to judge nobody, but he will if we do not love him and acknowledge who his son is and what his son has done. So God is all that we need. And when we fully lean on him, he gives us peace because he is our refuge and strength. That word refuge, though, in the Hebrew is mekesa, mekesa. My preachers aren't here, so they're not going to get it. Mekesa, which is a shelter. That is a place where we can hide for protection. I have discovered the enemy sometime want to take you out, but God said, I can hide you even in the presence of your enemy. There are times when that bullet had passed. You remember when you was in the club? Yeah, I know you was in the club. Well, I can go a little farther. When you was in that gambling shack, Brother Gaines, that bullet that passed your head could have been you, but God was protecting you because God is our protection. God is watching all of the stuff that we've done. Ooh, I could get deeper. But God protected us from being taken out before it was time. I have learned that he is our Jehovah Nisi. That word Nisi is a banner. The Lord said, I'm going before you. I'm protecting you. I'm standing before you. Even in the midst of your trials and your tribulation, God says, I'm there. He stood before David when he went up against Goliath. He was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery furnace. God is with us, even in the midst of our trials and our tribulation. God said, lo, I am with you always. So whatever you are in, God says, I'm in it with you because I am everywhere. I am omnipresent. And whatever your problem is, God says, I'm in it with you. Why? Because he put in something that's life-changing and life-sustaining. Your life is different because what...
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, it's time to party on this 10th day of June. Let's say happy birthday to the people who have taken another trip around the sun. They include Tabitha Johnson, Devrick Guidry, Donovan Green, Demetrius Washington, Myron Lawson Jr., Portia Sibley, Johnny Veal, Tara Davis, K.D. Williams, Gregory S. Williams, and Tiffany Nicole Vera, and everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday.